And welcome back. You tune in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray, streaming here on HBCU Smart TV and HBCU Radio. And we're blessed today to have with us for this segment, Craig Newmark. Craig is a web pioneer, philanthropist, and leading advocate, most commonly known for founding the online classified ad service Craigslist. Newmark works to support and connect people and drive broad civic engagement. In 2016, he founded Craig Newmark Philanthropies to advance people and grassroots organizations that are getting stuff done in areas that include trustworthy journalism and the information ecosystem, voter protection, women in technology, and veterans and military families. At its core, all of Newmark's philanthropic work helps to strengthen American democracy by supporting the values that the country aspires to: fairness, opportunity, and respect. Newmark serves on the board of directors of a member of organizations, including Blue Star Families, the Center for Public Integrity, Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism at the City University of New York, Girls Who Code, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, Pointer Foundation, the Sunlight Foundation, Vistan Tech, and Women in Public Service Project. Now, recently, Howard University and Craig Newmark announced the making of a $2.5 million gift to support aspiring journalists, students there at Howard University. Trustworthy journalism and the information ecosystem are among the pillars of Mr. Newmark's philanthropy to serve the public interest. And he selected the Howard University Kathy Hughes School of Communication for his history of exceptional work instilling values into the next generation of diverse journalists. He notes that all Americans deserve fair treatment. And to that end, he says that we need journalism that tells the truth, the diverse truth, in a way that benefits everyone, and that Howard University journalism program will play a larger role in telling that truth. Wow. Craig Newmark, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
We're humbled and honored to have you here joining us today. And again, thanks a lot on behalf of all the HBCUs across the country for that investment of $2.5 million to the Howard University Kathy Hughes School of Communications. I know why you did it. I spoke to what we have here in the press release, but from your heart, kind of give us the story of why you're so passionate about what you're doing and why you decided to basically just establish this endowment, if you will, there at Howard University.
Okay. Winding back a few months or so, it occurred to me that we're living in a time of serious turbulence. Mm-hmm. Things are sliding in all directions, which means that people of goodwill, people of good conscience, have opportunities to make things better for everyone, particularly while the bad actors are distracted.
Hmm. Wow.
I was noticing that there was a lot of lip service being paid towards increasing Black media, but there was not much action. Hmm. So I've done a number of things since spent working more with the Mater Institute, working with the racial equity and justice effort from Borealis Philanthropy out of Atlanta, I think. Mm-hmm. And then people approached me regarding the Howard University School of Communications. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, again, we have this opportunity. We don't, In our recent history of the U.S., like in the last 100 years, sometimes things would get better for people, right, and then slip away. Mm-hmm. So that means that nowadays we need more than lip service for a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. And what deals with lip service is serious help in the form of influence and cash. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd do that. I'd also strengthen the Black Media Initiative at the CUNY Journalism School. That's via a guy named Aaron Foley. And he started there just as I was beginning to think this way. And then I gave him a call, and that helped me make decisions.
Wow, that's awesome. And this gift is really an incredible investment that will give this next generation of diverse journalists a shot. I mean, this is an interesting time to be in, of course, well, on many fronts. And to have you come in and to step up and to say, hey, listen, you know, we're having these discussions. We've been talking about things a long time. We've identified, you know, different issues that concern us, and even have charted the way forward. But as my good friend says, that mission without money is impossible.
Yeah. It's a cliche, but money walks. Money gets the job done.
Right. Gets it done.
In my case, you see, my deal is that Craigslist has done far better than I ever expected.
Wow.
It's very surreal. And our business model has been doing well by doing good.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Craig. I love that. Just that right there, doing well by doing good. I absolutely love it. You know, that's the heart of a social entrepreneur, someone who actually really gets it.
Yeah, well, that was kind of a lucky accident on my part. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I've already given away well over half what I've made.
Wow.
And trying to do so in a way that seriously addresses real needs. Mm-hmm. There's other things going on. A few weeks ago, I realized there's always been bad hunger in our country. Mm-hmm. And with the way the pandemic's been handled, which is badly,
yeah,
the amount of people going to bed hungry, that's vastly increased. Mm-hmm. So I've announced a program to help with that and get people fed. But beyond that, you know, there's enough food in the country to feed everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do we get it to everyone?
Right. That's the deal right there. How much do we, you know, I read somewhere it said at 9 o'clock every night, we throw away more food in America. Oh, God. That's totally unnecessary. We haven't found a way to do a better job at making sure that we don't get that done. But you're exactly right. So elaborate further on this new initiative that you have found. Yeah.
Well, right now it's still in formation. I've contributed a few million across groups like in New York, there's God's Lovely Deliver. Mm-hmm. There's the World Central Kitchen. There's the DC Central Kitchen and some others. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, since I do a lot of support for vets and their families, I'm, let's say, talking to people about what it might take to get vets and their families fed, mm-hmm. because they've really earned it.
Right.
I mean, they go overseas, volunteer maybe to take a bullet to protect me.
Yeah.
I mean, I should give something back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nothing to be announced yet.
Right.
Meaning that, well, Veterans Day is next week.
That's right. Next week, the 11th. Yep.
So the next couple of weeks, mm-hmm. we're going to see a lot of good announcements.
Right.
And different flavors. Mm-hmm. My side message is we all owe a lot to vets and their families, mm-hmm. and we should do something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, love your heart. You know, my father served in the Navy, and he fought in the Battle of Midway on the Hornet, and he was on the Hornet when she was sinking the Battle of Coral Sea. And I come out. That's why I told the story when we were offline. I was talking about when we came to America in '63 from Newfoundland, and that's a whole other story. My dad, but a great guy. And I didn't realize until a little bit later that his father served in the Navy also in World War One, and he was one of only about 800 or so or less African-Americans that were allowed to serve the Navy back in World War One. So we come from a long line of Navy vets in the family. When I finished school, I went to Officer Candidate School, OCS, and so I'm a former naval officer myself and all that, so we appreciate all that you do for our veterans, and thanks a lot from the bottom of my heart.
I did do a couple of Fleet Week things, and I learned that it's called a ship, not a boat.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, my dad, again, talking about this Navy, my dad, again, serving aboard that the Hornet, which is the aircraft carrier, and he finished up his career on the Missouri, a battleship, and that was where the Japanese actually surrendered in September the 8th, 1945. But having said that, and of course, you and I have so much we can talk about. We got things that are going on. I don't want to date the interview too much. We know exactly where we are. But since we're going to probably drop this today, of course, we were supposed to be talking about HBCU, the gift of Howard. We'll get back to that in just a second. But let's kind of just take a moment where we are right now. We're on the eve of, the most consequential election from what we can say in American history. Of course, you know, that's up for debate. But, man, thanks a lot for what you've been doing, helping us to understand the way to make sure we can navigate our way through all the disinformation that's taking place and things that's going on. And sometimes, particularly, targeting the African-American community. You want to address that a little bit?
Well, I do know that there's a lot of disinformation and just plain lying, which is targeting Blacks, targeting people who speak Spanish, and so on, because bad actors really fear people of color going out and voting. Mm-hmm. A lot of the work I'm doing is delegated to other people, and some of it I don't want to know too much, because our groups who are infiltrating white supremacist groups, there's groups who are, in a sense, wannabe terrorists, domestic terrorists.
Right.
And that includes the white supremacists, includes other groups. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to better find out what's going on so they can be neutralized. And if they are violent, then the appropriate authorities, cops and FBI, can go after them. No one understands the situation fully, and frankly, the last thing I want to do is ask someone for a status report, because that doesn't help them do their job.
Right.
So there are people involved, a lot of people digging up, say, what the Russians are doing, how they're working with the white supremacists, and how much of a problem is white supremacy, because they're really good at being really loud. There's a lot more people of good conscience than there are bad guys.
Exactly. Very good point. Elaborate on, when we get to the place where we are beginning to address some of these issues. First, the transition that's going to be taking place here. I feel pretty good. I don't think 90 million folk have shown up to vote already to say I support 45. We're about to see a major situation here. And of course, the get out the vote thing has been really great. And things are going to change is on its way here. Take a moment to, if you would, to talk about what you first see. We're talking about the situation, the resistance, the white supremacist movement. Led Director Ray, he's pointed that out. That is the greatest threat to right here that we have in terms of our national security. And of course, these guys have been at it for going all the way back. You and I both have been around long enough to know there's been a battle for the soul of our nation for a long time here. Okay, that's not just a new slogan. And these guys are blowing up churches and burning down black churches and doing things and lynching black men. And boy, we've been going through a lot here. God Almighty, I've been here now for 6.5 decades. So I've seen it all, been through some stuff, as you can, and so have you. And again, I just appreciate you, brother, that you're here being involved and helping these grassroots efforts and organizations, people that are trying to get stuff done. And that's why it's important that we have trust with the journalism and the information ecosystem and voter protection and all the things that you're involved with, man. It's just absolutely incredible, and we appreciate that. If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBC Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast. We're streaming also on HBC Smart TV and HBCUI Radio. And we're blessed to have with us today, for his very first time in the broadcast, Mr. Craig Newmark. He founded Craig Newmark Philanthropies back in 2016 to advance people and grassroots organizations that are getting stuff done. I love that. in areas that include trustworthy journalism and the information ecosystem, voter protection, women in technology, and veterans and military families. At its core, all of Newmark's philanthropic work helps to strengthen American democracy by supporting the values that the country aspires to: fairness, opportunity, and respect. And we were talking about a range of things, and in particular, also that Howard University and Craig Newmark have announced the Craig Newmark Philanthropies, making a $2.5 million gift to support aspiring journalists and students there at Howard University at the Kathy Hughes School of Communications. Now, the Newmark gift will support several areas of need: the Craig Newmark Journalism Endowed Opportunity Scholarship Program and the Craig Newmark Journalism Endowed Student Experience Fund. Again, Craig, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I appreciate what the Howard journalism people are doing. Mm-hmm. The idea is not only training students to be reporters of good conscience, but then the idea is to get them jobs in newsrooms across the country, mm-hmm. because otherwise a lot of people of good conscience never hear what's really going on. Mm-hmm. I know that's true of me as well. Mm-hmm. I'm really oblivious to a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And this way, news will get into newspapers that people like me would have never heard.
That's a good point.
It's important because our country was supposed to be about fairness for everyone, mm-hmm. and then turned out not to be so much in terms of fairness for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's not okay.
Right.
And we have a chance. While there's so much change in our country, we have the people of goodwill have the opportunity of steering that change in a good way. Mm-hmm. Another way of putting that is the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Mm-hmm. And we have the chance, well, the last 4 years, it's been bending away from justice.
Right.
We have a chance to reverse that and to do even better. Mm-hmm. So my hope is that these past 4 years have taught us something, people of goodwill, mm-hmm. that if we're not paying attention, things go bad. Mm-hmm. So we got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. That goes to the whole point of the importance of, if you will, of Black media also. Wouldn't you agree in terms of making sure that, you know, there's a platform out there that helping to raise awareness and educate the larger culture about things that are really happening in the African American community, because it does make a difference, as you just said before, to have that particular perspective, doesn't it?
Well, I'm hoping that the stuff that I'm doing for Willow's Howard, I should say the stuff that the people at Howard are doing with a little help from me,
right,
change a lot of these things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for that matter, through a racial equity and journalism effort, mm-hmm. that's doing the same thing directly spread across the country. Mm-hmm. Seems like this year, as people respond to all the bad stuff going on, mm-hmm. people of goodwill are doing constructive stuff that helps everyone out. It'll take a while to have an effect. Mm-hmm. The problem being the collateral economic damage that the pandemic has caused.
Right.
But sometimes a crisis is an opportunity. Mm. And so that's how I'm taking this mm-hmm. on behalf of media of all sorts mm-hmm. and other areas too. I'm mm-hmm. hoping to make things better for vets. There I'm working through the Bob Woodrow Foundation.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. You just said before, oftentimes things are birthed out of adversity. I remember as a boy hearing the preachers say there's a silver lining in every dark cloud. Now, of course, as a kid, I had no idea what he was talking about. I used to go out and look in the clouds, try to find a silver lining. I didn't realize he was speaking metamorphically. But you're exactly right. There's an opportunity here in all of this. And again, as you said, people of good conscience see it, understand it, seize the moment, getting involved. We appreciate that. Little footnote, the HBC Nation radio show is powered by Howard University on our Sirius XM on channel 142. You know, they run that. And the show, we started out as a little three-hour talk show on Saturdays at Elizabeth State University. And then when we found out about Howard, that basically was in partnership with SiriusXM, and they got the license and the rights to do that. They offered us an opportunity, so we're like the marquee show on SiriusXM that's powered by Howard. We have that Monday morning drive, Wednesday midday, Friday drive home, and we're constantly always promoting HBCU excellence, HBCU innovation, HBCU sustainability. And then we watch this morph into what we have now. My wife is a former IBMer, did undergraduate work at Norfolk State, has a degree in computer science. She's wrapping up her master's now in cybersecurity. And long story short, she built this platform, HBCU Smart TV and HBCU iRadio. And so that way we can 24/7, we're gonna be rolling out some big news here in a couple of weeks on another move that we're making in our effort to continue to do all that we can to make sure that we're promoting the great things and showcasing the things that are happening at our nation's HBCUs. And men and women of good conscience such as yourself, we appreciate all that you do to help the efforts that we're undertake to make sure that we get it done. Because that makes America stronger. And of course, I believe this is a national security issue. So racial reconciliation matters. And stand, you know, focused on talking about what really means a lot in terms of social equity and social justice. This is really what it's all about. Real quick, before we wrap it up, we got a hard stop coming up in about 3 minutes. Let's kind of wrap up, if you will, talking about your take on what we're going to see go down on here on Election Day. And if, in fact, that Biden wins, what we're facing in terms of the next 13 weeks between now and January 20th.
Okay. I do think Biden will win. I think he's going to immediately start strengthening the country. I think he's going to help make it more fair or less unfair for people. Mm-hmm. And if people of good conscience across the whole country work together, we're going to wind up with a much better country.
Yeah.
I'm an optimist. I'll follow through with my optimism. And let's see how I feel in a year.
Bless you. Bless you. Craig Newmark, web pioneer, philanthropist, leading advocate, most commonly known for founding the Finding Craigslist. We thank you for all that you do. You're a great guy. I love that we're connected on social media. And keep up the good work. And looking forward to us building upon our relationship so that we can do what we can to make sure that we're, you know, making a difference and impacting the lives of folk and lifting America to the place that she aspires to become.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. Until next time, God bless, buddy. Take care.
You take care.